The title of our sermon this morning is God Loves an Underdog, based on Luke 14, verse 11. Jesus said, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Mr. Thomas Wheeler, former chief executive officer of the Massachusetts Mutual Life Insurance Company, tells this funny story about himself. He said that one day he and his wife were in a drive in their car, and during this drive, he was feeling very proud of himself as he told his wife story after story about his wonderful success. He said a number of times to her, "You should be so thankful that you are married to a chief executive officer." Then he noticed they were running low on gas, so he pulled over to the first gas station they found. It was a very old and run-down gas station with just one gas pump. He asked the attendant, "Fill it up," and then he went off to the washroom. When he came back, he found his wife talking and laughing with the gas attendant. Well, Wheeler paid the man and quickly drove down the road with his wife. Wheeler asked his wife if she knew the man. Oh, she did know him very well. They had gone to high school together and they had dated for a year. She admitted she came that close to marrying him. But Wheeler couldn't help but brag, and he said, "Boy, you're lucky I came along. If you'd married him, you'd be the wife of a gas station attendant, not the wife of a chief executive officer." But then his wife smiled and said, "My dear, if I'd married him, he would be the chief executive officer. And you would be the gas station attendant." Jesus said, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled." Our Lord Jesus tells this again and again and again in Scripture. Do not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. To say this in a positive way, Jesus tells us God loves an underdog. When you open up the dictionary defines underdog in this way: the losing dog in a fight, the loser in any struggle, one who is weak and not expected to win or succeed. In fact, a major theme of the entire Bible is this: God loves an underdog. What do we see our Lord Jesus doing again and again? He has little patience with self-righteous winners in this world. Jesus eats meals with the low and the outcast, the tax collectors, the sinners, the prostitutes. Jesus makes the hero of his most popular parable a Samaritan, a man who was outcast and despised by many. And when Jesus chooses his 12 disciples, he doesn't select them from the winners, but he selects these men from the unlearned, the men who are laborers, who are common people. And the theme of today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 14 continues this idea: God loves an underdog. Luke 14 verse 1 says, "One Sabbath day, Jesus went to eat at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees." Evidently, those in attendance at this meal grabbed for themselves right away the best seats of honor. They wanted to be noticed. They wanted to be important. They wanted to be exalted. So Jesus tells them this parable in verses 8 to 10. When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you will both come and say to you, "Give your place to this person." Then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes to you, he may say, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. After telling this parable, Jesus now turns to the owner of the house, the host of the dinner party, and now listen to his words to the host. He said to the man who had invited him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not just invite your friends or brothers or relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you'll be repaid. When you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed." This is yet another way of saying God loves an underdog. My friends, everyone gathered here today is an underdog. Every one of us here today is facing a powerful enemy. Our enemy is sin. Our enemy is illness. Our enemy is death. Our enemy is the devil. Our enemy is this sinful world. Our enemy is failure and heartbreak. We are underdogs. But God turns underdogs into winners. Winners, not because of our strength or ability. Oh no. But winners because when we are weak, leaning on His arms, then we are strong. St. Paul tells us that our strength comes from dependence upon God and not ourselves. Listen to Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 12. God said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. For when I am weak, then I am strong." When we are weak, when we are struggling, when we are really an underdog, and yet learn at the same time to depend on God, on lean on His everlasting arms, then we can learn how strong we can truly be. Look at Jesus upon this cross. Did you know that He made Himself an underdog for all of us? Listen to what's said about Jesus in Philippians chapter 2. Christ Jesus, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but He made Himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, found in appearance as a man, and He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. In order that He could become our Savior from sin, death, and the devil, Jesus gave up the glories of heaven and was born a helpless baby at Bethlehem. He became a humble servant of sinful people. He allowed Himself to be crucified, to die a criminal's death, when His only crime was loving you and me. He who had everything gave it all up to become an underdog, a losing dog in a fight, as sin, death, and devil killed him on that cross on Good Friday. Aha, but you know, I know that you know, it may have been Friday, but Sunday was coming. Victory Sunday, Easter Sunday, Jesus who died for you and me rose in victory for you and for me. Philippians 2 continues, therefore, God exalted Jesus to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth. God the Father loved Jesus, his underdog son, and raised him in resurrection victory. And that resurrection victory belongs to you and to me. Such good news should humble poor sinners like us. It should cause us with all humility to speak the third verse of the famous hymn, Rock of Ages, which says, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. We sinful underdogs give thanks that we are forgiven sinners in Jesus Christ. And as we are humbled by his great love for us, then we will love others, especially others who are considered underdogs in this world. Here is a final story to conclude the sermon. The story is told of a kindly uncle who went to visit his 5-year-old niece. This uncle knew that she loved her little baby dollies. She had a very big doll collection. She had many dolls that people had given her. Some were very nice. Some were very expensive. But when Uncle asked her, which is your favorite doll? She answered, do you promise not to laugh if I show you? He promised he would not laugh. She went into her bedroom and brought out the most worn-out, beat-up doll possible. Most of the hair was missing. The nose was broken off. The arm was cracked. It was an ugly little doll. But her uncle asked her, why do you love her the most? And she said, because she needs it the most. If I didn't love her, nobody would. My friends, Jesus, our Savior, is like that. Jesus, our Lord, loves us and all people when we need it most. When we are treated by others like we're worthless, when our lives are not what they should be, when we have failed or we are weak, when we feel like underdogs. Never forget, God loves underdogs. God loves you. In the name of Jesus, amen.